with Chris, Zeke, Ham, and Warren Soylent Wilanski.
Quite enjoy them.
Most importantly, you can really taste the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you have a burger that is frozen, or you can tell it's frozen, or it's been sitting too long, the flavor of it goes away really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, you can really taste it. And it's not, I don't think it's even spiced. I don't taste any extra spicing on it. There's not much put in there. It really feels a lot more like just a straight ahead meat.
No, that's where, and this one, I'm not going to use put the bacon on.
So you can really taste it.
Yeah, because there, the bacon is, to me, the sort of thing it is, the bacon is coming through with some sort of spicing, and it's, I'm assuming it's the bacon, but I'm not able to tell if it's the bacon or the hamburger.
I think it would be the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I quite like the bun. I mean, it's a really simple bun, but I like buns like this on a burger, which is, I mean, these could be nothing more than store-bought burger buns, but sizing is proper for this.
All right, third thing, we're, for a burger like this, it's, you want the I think the quote is, you want an edible napkin.
Yes.
And it does that very, very well. Now, I also quite like the way it's sort of seared. And that, I assume it's on a grill, or
I think it's on a grill.
Looking that there are three parallel stripes across.
Another thing is actually, like you said, it's almost like a napkin. I see it like it's almost like it's a way to hold something in your hand. It's a, it's a delivery service, the bun. And what I like about it is the burger is not falling apart into the bun, so that when you're getting halfway through it, the bun is just a big piece of mush.
Yes. Although there, it's what I've discovered is that I have this habit of never putting down the hamburger after I start eating it, which goes a long way towards keeping the integrity of the hamburger on the bun. One unit. This one is a little bit more done than the first one.
Okay.
It is not as pink as the first.
See, I'll usually put my burgers down because I have a habit of eating really, really quickly. So I have to pace myself. Okay. So at least add a couple seconds here and there. Put the burger down, pick it back up.
To me, it's also the concept of eating with a microphone.
Get it done as quickly as possible.
Not as quickly as possible, but once I have it figured out how to do it, then it's the sort of thing of, okay, if I put this down, then I'm never going to be able to get it back up again. They're looking much more burger-like than I remember.
And right.
It could be a different chef or somebody else making them.
The chef makes a big difference sometimes. A lot of restaurants you'll go into, and if you go one day and next day, it can be very, very different. But I still feel it does have its meatball-y kind of flavor, where it's almost like a meatloaf as much as it is a burger.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. With the consistency of the beef, it's, to me, especially in something that is more done, something medium, it becomes like a meatloaf, which is where I would be thinking that there are spices. Because meatloaf, by definition, you are adding things to it.
I've read that when you salt right before cooking, you actually then let the meat retain a lot of its water. It'll actually help the meat to retain its juiciness.
Well, this is extremely juicy. It is, it's, mine is almost like, it, not as almost, it is dripping lots. It's a lot of it's being absorbed by the bun. Some is getting through to the plate.
Whereas mine, ordered medium,
There's
nothing dripping off of it.
But it's still juicy.
Still juicy.
You know, there's very little dripping off, but it's still a juicy burger. I do like it with the fried onions.
Do you? I'm an onion fan, but I like raw onions. I like that if I'm going to put onions on a burger, I like the little extra crunch that it gives it.
Okay. No, as I said, it's, I think, the I get more and more. Oh, and I forgot the pickles. Oh, I'm just going to have to come back next time. But it is, no, the more burgers I have, the more I like them as plain as possible, except for the bacon and the cheese.
Okay. Okay, I'm not making through those fries. Are you making through your fries?
I have a couple.
Taste them, but yeah, two burgers, even if they were small burgers, it's still a lot of meat.
Oh, it's supposed to be, half a pound.
Yeah. I now have what I get, which is the food sniffles, where if I've had enough food in me, I actually start to get sniffles from it, and I'm like, that's enough food.
That's bizarre. Okay, and I get sniffles because I have dust at home.
No, mine's from eating a certain amount of food.
Okay. Have you asked anybody how and what the connection, if there is any, or what the connection, or why their connection would be there?
See, I would doubt the connection with this place, but usually it's MSG.
Okay.
But usually when I've had a meal with MSG, my nose will run for about 5 or 10 minutes after eating, and then it'll go away.
Okay. I wouldn't...
But I can see MSG here. I don't see it as something where they would add it to the food.
Yeah, but MSG is... It goes under so many different names.
Yeah.
It's... What's the one in the sort of like red and white tube? Miracle salt or something like that.
Okay.
And I can easily, especially given the consistency of the beef. And, yeah, where it was sort of like the mush, which to me would lead me to think that they add salt and then grind.
Mm-hmm.
Adding the MSG.
To add the flavor.
And a flavor enhancer is another term for MSG.
Right, which is what I suspect. Like, usually when I have it, I'll have it after Chinese food, where I know that a lot of Chinese food restaurants will use MSG. Mm-hmm. I'd be surprised if they use it here. But some people have said that it's actually a kind of almost a slight allergy to have that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not a serious one, but a slight one.
I wouldn't be surprised about them using it here. I would... Yeah. I think it'd be one of the things that gives their burger its flavor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
Especially if you're getting the sniffles.
That's true, but it's not as bad as it usually is. So I don't know. I don't want to blame it on it. Might be, might not.
Although... I think also, to me, it's MSG. I don't view MSG as a bad thing.
No, it's fine. I mean, I have no problem if somebody wants to add flavor. Yeah. If it doesn't detract or take away from the health experience, not that we're here for the health reasons of eating this burger. Look, anything can be good for you or bad for you, depending on how much you eat it. I'll be the first to admit, I like to eat burgers a little bit too much. Probably not all that good for me. But if you were to sit and have a burger every so often, there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think burgers themselves would be all that bad for you.
Right.
It's, the fries that go along with it, if they're cooked in some sort of canola oil and so on.
All the stuff that goes on top of it.
How the burgers themselves are cooked. You put them on a grill, pretty much my guess will be fine. Although they actually, you're probably right, although you do have a point though, I've heard that that much red meat
is not seem to be good for you.
But I also imagine you're not eating burgers morning, noon, and night.
Not 3 times a day.
I can remember my grandfather who would have a steak sandwich for breakfast every morning.
Ooh. That's not a bad idea either. Uh-huh. But then again, you know what? Every so often I'll go for, you know, if I'm passing by a fast food place in the morning and I'm hungry and I'm really hungry and I want some little Egg McMuffin. Mm-hmm. In the end, if you actually order it with sausage, you're pretty much having a breakfast burger.
Mm-hmm.
It might be pig, but it is no difference in the amount of calories and food and what you're getting from it. It's probably worse than a burger.
Although that's one thing that I try and do now, is just avoid anything that is overtly and over-the-top processed.
Right.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 51 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Chris and Zeke Hand and Warren Soylent Wolanski
just do what you have to do.
Analyze.
You got a gift.
Chewed over.
Chew on this.
Examined.
The Socratic imperative of examining yourself.
Discussed. And talked about the Steer Burgers at Mr. Steer. Next week, Zeke talks to Mr. Steer.
Take these broken wings.
And asks what's his recipe, where he gets his beef, and why they are so gosh darn good. Find the answers to these and other questions 7 days from now in episode 52 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger chow. Mr. Steer is located at 1198 St. Catherine West, Their phone number is 514-866-3233, and they are open 7 days a week from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night and midnight on weekends. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, the fabulous Boaters, Cheech and Chong, and the one, the only, the incomparable Brad Slide of DiscoBreak.com for the music, and you for listening.